Yes, my friends, now this is chapter number 12, which is not there in your portion for your examination, but this chapter is just a brief explanation for you in order to understand the financial statement of the company, in order to know how the decision making is done by the management people with the help of these techniques. So how to read a balance sheet of a particular company, and after reading the balance sheet of a particular company, what kind of decision you have made, that whether that company is financially good, whether that company's returns are good, whether that company is going to survive in future or not, that how much risk the company has taken. If company has taken the risk, do they are working in that swing so that in order to cover that risk, are they in a position to bear that risk in future? All that can be calculated, all that can be estimated with the help of a technique called ratio. So this chapter is, first of all, I just want to repeat again that this chapter is not there in your portion for examination. This chapter explanation, I am explaining this chapter only to make you understand the importance of the financial statement and how it helps the people to take decisions. Now, only seeing the financial statement, now you know what, which are the financial statement. One is the revenue statement, second one is the balance sheet, and third one is the cash flow statement. This statement is prepared by financial accounting. This statement is prepared by financial accounting. With the help of this statement, how people who are using this statement come with an outcome, with an analyst, so that he take the final decision for which he has used this financial statements. So that we are going to learn some of them. There are many of them, but some of them we are going to learn in this chapter. So it is just, I can say that this chapter is a techniques. It is telling about the techniques which is used by the people to know the position of the business, to know something about the business on which their decision is based on. So technically it is a technique which becomes a base for decision making. For whatever reason you are using these techniques, that technique will help you to give a base. On the basis of that, you will analyze the things and you will take the decision. But this straight away, if you take decision on the basis of this following points, then you may go wrong in that case. So I'm not saying that this technique will purely help you to give a clear picture of the business. No, this technique will give you a base for taking decision regarding whatever field you are checking it for the company's position, right? So we'll do some of the few techniques today in this session. I hope you'll enjoy, because this is totally a practical base theory, and this concept is practically used by various management people to take decision. Now suppose if I have gone through all the revenue statement, financial statement and cash flow statement of a company. Now I want to decide whether the company's solvency position, means company's ability of making the payment in the nearby future of debts, is strong or not. In order to know that, I will use two techniques, that is current ratio. Not two, there are four of them. First four technique is used by the company to know the solvency position of the company. Current ratio, the formula for current ratio, see, I am not explaining you the formula, because formula you get from anywhere, from any textbook or from the net, or when you do surfing, and there you get the formula for this. So I thought giving formula to you is meaningless. It is waste of time of yours as well as mine. That's the reason I'm straight away coming to the point, but I will just dictate the formulas. If you want to jot it down by watching this video, it is your choice. India is a democratic country. That's the reason you can write it, jot it down as when you are watching this movie, this particular video. So first ratio is current ratio. The formula for current ratio is current asset upon current liabilities. Now since in the first SEM, you have already learned in the balance sheet current assets and current liabilities, so you have that list with you. If you don't have that list, again you will go to the first SEM ka video and get it, the list of that, right? So current asset the asset which can be liquefied easily into cash with a negligible loss, that is called current asset. Examples of current assets are debtors, stock, cash and bank balance, prepaid expenses, advance given, advance tax, short-term investment, marketable investment, etc. All these are the current asset. And current liabilities, the liabilities which are to be paid within 1 year. The liabilities which are to be paid, which is due within 1 year, is called current liabilities. Example, creditors, bills payable, outstanding expenses, provision for tax, proposed dividend, bank overdraft, income received in advance. All these are the list of current asset. Now, current ratio, formula for current ratio is current asset upon current liabilities. Formula for current ratio is current asset upon current liabilities. So, by dividing current asset figure with current liabilities, you will get a ratio. The current asset and current liabilities, this ratio will give you the solvency position, means it will show, it will help you to measure the ability of the company to pay off its nearby debts. If this ratio is more than 2, the company's position for paying the nearby debts is good. Solvency position to pay the nearby debts is good. If it is less than 2, that means that the company's financial position to pay the ability, company's ability to pay the nearby debts is not so good. So they should try to improve that by raising some funds, short-term funds. So what is current asset? Current asset will explain you, it will help you to measure the ability of any company to pay off its future debts, nearby debts, which is going to occur within short period of time, within 1 year, within 1 month, within 2 months, but maximum 1 year, right? Second one is debt equity ratio. Now, debt equity ratio, first of all, I would like to tell you the formula for debt equity ratio. Debt equity ratio is nothing but, the formula for debt equity ratio is debts, total debts means borrowed fund by the company. Borrowed fund include two things, shareholders fund and secured loan and unsecured loan, that is borrowed fund. So debt equity ratio formula is borrowed fund divided by shareholders fund. I repeat, what is the formula for debt equity? Borrowed fund divided by shareholders fund. Another name for shareholders fund is net worth. Another name for shareholders fund is net worth. Now you will ask me, there will be question in your mind, sir, what is the formula for net worth? It is nothing but total of share capital. I repeat, net worth formula. Total of share capital plus reserves and surplus minus a miscellaneous expenditure. Now you are very much familiar about these three words which I have used right now in this session, in this video, right? Since you are watching me and since you have already seen the video of this session for the first term. So in that I have already explained in the balance sheet what is reserves and surplus and what is miscellaneous expenditure. That is the reason I am not going into detail regarding the list of reserves and surplus and miscellaneous expenditure. The formula for debt equity ratio is borrowed fund. Debts means borrowed fund. Total debts upon net worth. Now, how to calculate net worth? Shareholders fund plus reserves and surplus minus miscellaneous expenditure. So, by dividing it, if this ratio is high, it means company has taken more loan. They have taken more risk. And if this ratio is less, if the debts is zero, that means company has not taken any loan or obligation from the outside. So they are operating with their own money. So they are not taken much risk. So this ratio will help you to measure how much risk the company has taken regarding loan taken by the company. If the loan is more, the ratio will be high, which is not good for the company's health. That means company has taken higher risk. If they are not able to earn in a particular year, they will not be in a position to pay the interest as well as installment to these debts. So they might face some problem. Then the company may be in an insolvency position, at a doorstep of insolvency position. Okay, so debt equity ratio will give us a clear picture which helps us to measure that how much risk the company has taken as compared to the owner's fund. Shareholders fund means owner's fund. Then we have interest cover ratio. Now this ratio, this is a technique which is used by the company to see, which is used by anyone to decide whether the company is in position to pay off its interest on loan or not. The formula for this interest cover ratio is net profit before tax and interest. I repeat, the formula for interest coverage ratio is net profit before tax and interest divided by total interest due or paid by the company for the whole year. Total interest due or paid by the company. If this ratio is higher, that means company's position is good. They are able to pay the interest on loan taken by them. If this ratio is lower, the company is not in a position to pay the interest also on the loan. So they may be declared as insolvent company, which is not good for the health of the company or the reputation of the company. So they have to maintain this ratio. So this is how that technique is helping you to take decision regarding the financial position of the business. Right. Next is asset turnover ratio. Asset turnover ratio, I will first tell you the formula. What is the formula for asset turnover ratio? Is turnover means total revenue or total sales divided by total assets. Total sales upon total assets. If this ratio is more in times, that means your company is able to use its available assets in an appropriate way, because fixed assets should be used. The asset should be used 24 hours in a day. That is the main aim of that. Is that will be called as optimum utilization of resources. If this ratio is more in times, then the company is using its assets in an efficient way. Asset resources in an efficient way. But if this ratio is less in times, then the company is not able to use its available resources up to the mark. The assets are underutilized. They are not used to the full extent. That will show the position, the efficiency of the company, how efficiently the asset is used by the company for their turnover or for their operations. The next one is book value per share. Now, first of all, get the formula for book value per share. Now, book value per share, the formula is equity share capital plus reserves and surplus. Equity share capital plus reserves and surplus minus miscellaneous expenditure divided by number of equity shares. I repeat, the formula for book value per share is equity share capital plus reserves and surplus minus miscellaneous expenditure divided by number of equity shares. If the value per share is high, higher the value, higher is the position of the company. It is good for the company. Lower the value, lower it is not good for the company. So it is said that if the book value per share is keep on itself, the face value of the share is always 10. If it is more than that and every year it is increasing, that means it is good for the company. So these are some of the techniques with the help of which you and me can take a picture of particular area. Suppose here I am dealing with you some of the financial ratio in order to know the financial position of the business. There are many other ratios which will help you to know the efficiency of the business, the overall performance of the company's departments, whether the company is doing good or bad, whether the company is earning good or bad. In order to know whether the company is earning good or bad, you have to find out gross profit ratio, net profit ratio, return on capital employed. This ratio will tell you how efficiently the company had earned on their invested capital. Then if the shareholders want to know whether this company is good or not, they will calculate a ratio, gross profit, net profit, return on capital employed. At the same time, they will calculate earning per share. If earning per share every year it is increasing day by day, then the shareholders are enjoying in that particular company. So that may attract the investors to invest in that particular company. Right? So ratios are some of the techniques along with financial statement, these techniques are taken into consideration to take various decisions. So this was there in the 12th chapter. 12th chapter is nothing but the techniques which is used, how we are analyzing the financial statement, how we are reading a particular company's financial statement, what helps you to know the particular financial position of the business, what are the things you have to follow. That a small idea, a brief idea has given in this chapter, which will help you to actually analyze to in certain criteria on certain field of a company. So on that basis, you have to analyze. Only purely on ratio basis, you can't take decision. You have to analyze. The ratio will be the base for taking decision. After taking the decision, that will act as a base. With that base, doing certain more analysis, which is done by the people who are good in this field with their experience, with their knowledge, and with their forecasting ability, they will take decision. But this will act as a base for the company's decision making policy, or any investor decision making policy, or any person who is linked with the company who is using the financial statement, he has to use now and then, or any other, either this or some other ratio, in order to analyze certain things which he want to know in order to decide whether to join this company or leave this company. That's all. I hope you enjoyed this session. Thank you, and all the best for your exam. This is done for your subject called financial accounting. We'll be meeting in the next subject, which is in the third sem, that is costing. Thank you very much. God bless you.